the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from New York, New York. She is the owner of Purple Fish Healing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Michelle Shinagawa to the program. Michelle, welcome. How are you today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Sure.
And so why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Sure. I help successful women who are too busy to declutter and organize themselves, create a home and life that sparks joy with the Konbari Method. Are you familiar with Konbari Method?
No, I'm not. Tell me about it.
Sure. So I use the art of Japanese decluttering and organizing that I learned from Marie Kondo. And as a certified KonMari consultant, I come to my client's home and help them create a vision for their ideal home and lifestyle. So this starts out by helping them go through every item they own and only keeping items that sparks joy for them, and sending out items that no longer serve them with gratitude. So it's a life transformative process. And it's not just about having an organized home, but it's also having home and life that sparks joy. And maybe you may be on the same boat. Most of us are surrounded by items that's not serving us anymore and weighing us down. So when you complete the process and live with the only item that sparks joy, then it is life-changing. And also by learning to choose items that sparks joy for you, you're gaining the muscle for choosing the decision-making process, so that you would start to choose things to do that sparks joy for you instead of the obligation or all the have-tos.
Alrighty. So now what got you started in what you're doing? What sent you down that road?
So, to be honest, because I was never the tidy one. I was very messy and everything was all over the place. So I tried to organize and declutter in the past in so many different ways, but I was never successful. And I heard about KonMari Method, and, you know, it came from my country. Oh, by the way, I'm originally from Japan. So it kind of sparked the curiosity. And then I started the method. And when I completed the method of what we call KonMari Tidy Marathon, I noticed that it was different from other methods. First of all, I couldn't wait to keep doing this method. I hated decluttering, but this, I couldn't wait till next time I have time to declutter and organize. And then when I was done, I noticed that it was so easy to keep my place tidy. And my productivity went up because I wasn't wasting my time looking for things anymore. And I felt so light and happy. I'm like even opening up my closet door just to see how nice it is. So I felt like if I could do it, anyone can. And I know so many people who are having the same problem that I had. So I decided to learn from the master, Marie Kondo, and go to the KonMari Consultant Seminar so I can learn to help other people so that they can have this life transformation.
All righty. Now, when somebody reaches out to you, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
They're looking to see if they can have a home that's more organized and maybe reduce the amount of stuff. And most of them has tried on their own, but unsuccessfully. And when I've noticed that when they work with me, they say, oh my God, how come it's so easy when I do it with you? So I can help them. People, you know, I had the same problem, so I know what they're struggling with, and I know how to help them. So I want to say, if you're struggling, then let me help you. It makes it so much easier when you have someone else who knows how to do it.
All righty. Now, why do you think your clients choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart?
So I'm also a healer. I'm a Reiki master teacher. So I bring in the healing, and often people have a hard time letting go of things because of the attachment to the past or the fear of the future. So I'm very sensitive to that, and I can bring in some spiritual practice or some healing to release that. There was a client of mine who had clothes, Chiron clothes, that she loved and sparked joy for her, but had the bad memory of some people saying bad things of her while she was wearing. So we just released that, and then now she can just wear them without having all those negative emotions attached to those clothes. So bringing in that aspect of it, and then also I am graphic designer as well, so I bring in the sensitivity of the beauty to home when we're putting things away and start decorating them.
Alrighty. So where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
So I've noticed that how the spiritual practice and healing of Reiki can help a lot with my Komari clients. So I have been integrating more of that, and I would like to help people live life that has a healthy lifestyle in a healthy home. And I also would like to start helping people outside of New York City. I do travel quite a bit on my own, and when I go out of town, I would like to help more people out there so that more people can experience the magic of the Komari method.
Alrighty, and how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Sure, so my website is organize.purplefishhealing.com. So they can reach me, and on there I have step-by-step free Komari guide that they can download if they want to try it themselves, or they are curious about what Komari method is about, so they can find out for themselves. And my email address is over there as well.
Alrighty, and so it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're quite welcome, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.